rhythmic vitality, complex counterpoint, and rich textures are just a few terms that describe the music of composer Anne Millikan.
I'm from California originally. I went to San Jose State, got a jazz degree there back in the 80s, and I was a jazz pianist and composer for a number of years before going back to school and getting an MFA in composition at CalArts. And so I've been working full-time as a freelance classical composer since the mid-90s. And my style is very much a eclectic sort of style based on my experience as both a jazz musician and a classical composer. So that language, that rhythmic sensibility is very much part of my voice. Around the early 1990s, I was singing both early and contemporary music, and I recorded Rothko Chapel, Morton Feldman's Rothko Chapel. It had a big impact on me. Basically opened up a whole sound world to me that I wanted to hear in my own music. There's kind of this big jazz influence in my music. There's also the Feldman influence in my music. There's also the fact that my brother went to Brazil when I was 14. So I have family in Brazil, and that's a big influence on my music as well, because I was exposed to all of that at a very young age. Last fall, I started teaching at St. Paul Conservatory for Performing Artists. It's an arts high school conservatory in downtown St. Paul. And they had never had a composition program before. So they brought me on, and we started out with having a composition course as an elective. And so they started out this year having me do that, and then just hired me, actually, to teach three more courses for core curriculum composition starting next year. So I'm very excited about that. Well, I think in terms of my Minnesota-based work, my House of Mirrors project was the most significant. It was a community outreach project I did as a McKnight Composer Fellow, which I won in 2010, and so I'm sort of finishing my year as a fellow. And what I did was I collaborated with the Friends of Sweet Hollow. They're a neighborhood organization that came together back in the 70s to protect the land of Sweet Hollow and create a park. They worked toward having that happen with the city. So they really care for the park, advocate for it, do a lot of projects in the park with regards to the health of the land. And then they're also very interested in the arts. They have a couple of arts projects they do down there, the Plein Arts Festival and so forth. Through them, I got to know a number of the original residents of Sweet Hollow. So collaborating with them was something that was of great interest to me, because I'm interested in the history of that area, having these people from various countries come through in different waves, starting in the 1840s through the 1950s. My House of Mirrors project had experimental improvisation with some of the best improvisers in the Twin Cities, as well as storytelling from some of the folks that lived in the Hollow, Joe Sancelli, Thelma Stone. That project that I did was in the Hams Brewery, and also I worked with a lot of the folks that were employees of the brewery as well. So I got an inside look into some pretty remarkable history that we have right in our midst here in St. Paul. I received a Minnesota Artists Initiative grant to write a Sweet Hollow opera. So that's the next thing I'm doing this year, kind of building upon the relationships that I've made with all these people. So I'm really excited about that.
Anne's new opera, based on her collaboration with the residents of Sweet Hollow, is slated to premiere in St. Paul, Minnesota. For more information, you can go to www.annemillikan.com. This is Dixie Treichel for KFAI.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.